There are so many different members of a team. I'm sure many of you played sports throughout the years, and or enjoy watching them either way. For me, it's been a huge formative part of my life. I've been sort of a lifelong athlete, and God bless my mother for spending many, many years in the emergency room for various different injuries. But the amazing thing about being on a team, and you know, and we're a team, I say that to the staff here as well. It's an amazing collaborative effort to work to build up the church. And it's a challenging thing to do. But as we heard today in that first reading from St. Paul, there's that amazing ability that some of us just get different gifts and talents, but they can all be used for the upbuilding of the Lord's kingdom. But sometimes it takes a little longer to figure out what it may or may not be. But whatever it is, if we offer it to God, if we use it for the upbuilding of the kingdom, then it's used in its best way, in its most right way, in its most just way. And St. Matthew is one of these people. You know, it's funny, you know, the Lord goes around and he picks individuals that have different little traits. You know, we're all just going to have these differences within us. But he obviously picks the apostles for specific reasons. And they're often for reasons that other people, you know, don't recognize or understand. I'm pretty sure a lot of the impetuousness and the things that we notice about somebody like St. Peter, other people actually noticed that before we read them in the gospel, like his friends and stuff, were like, yep, that's Peter. You know, they would know that about him, that he was that way. But there was other aspects of him that sort of superseded that the Lord needed him for, probably just for his courageous willingness to step forward and kind of stand in the fire. And St. Matthew is kind of the same way. One of the things that I remember when I first learned about this that I thought was most amazing was just the idea about the gospel authors addressing different audiences. And I was like, oh, like, I never heard that before. It never occurred to me before, you know, years ago when I first heard about that. So St. Matthew was a Jewish man addressing a Jewish audience. And so one of the specific reasons that he's called by Jesus is because he knows the Jewish people and he knows the laws. That's why the way that he writes to an audience trying to convince Jewish people that Jesus is the Messiah that's come that they've been waiting for in a really specific way. That's why he'll use phrases like the Son of Man or the Son of David a lot, because he's trying to convince and impress upon this specific group of people that Jesus is the Messiah that they've all been waiting for all along. So those terms, Son of David, showing this heritage and this lineage within within their tradition, is how people are like, oh, okay, I get what you're saying, like, Matthew, I you know, I'm picking up what you're putting down. And so, you know, they're all called to minister to a different group of people so that the entire world can be called into the church eventually, you know, Luke to Gentiles, and they're all divvied up in these different ways. And so it's an amazing way of sort of dividing and conquering. You know, it's just like, okay, who's good at what? And it was funny, you know, of course I joked around about the candles this morning, but you know, it's amazing the stewardship that we have in the church, the way that people actually volunteer for different things because of the gifts and the talents that they have. And that's one of the greatest gifts that we have. Deacon Chuck and I were joking around the other day about St. Lawrence. It wasn't too long ago that we had his feast. And you know, Lawrence, he does that amazing thing where they say, let me see the treasures of the church. And the ruler of that age was hoping for gold and silver and jewels. And what he brought out was all the poor and the suffering. He just brought us out, basically. He just brought his believers out in front of him. And he's just like, this is the treasure of the church. And it's the same way when we give one of our gifts and talents towards the church. Not to embarrass her, but Casey is here today, who just joined the Society of Mary. And I had the opportunity for the first time at a funeral to hear her voice. And I was like, oh my God, I just was overcome. Some people just have these amazing gifts that they offer to the church, whether it's a beautiful voice, whether it's understanding finances or money. Sometimes the things that are sort of the hidden parts of the church are like, you know, the unsung heroes of the finance council. You know, you don't really hear much about that, or the people that sit on the finance council, or all the people that have been filling up candles and washing linens for the altar and making sure that we have the church, or these beautiful flowers that Elizabeth does. Sometimes I see her in there for, I don't know, almost a whole day preparing these flowers that we get. That's a beautiful contribution to the church. And as we celebrate St. Matthew, we celebrate how we build up our church by the contributions we make, not just by the money that we give, but the time that we give. In my homily yesterday, I talked about the same way that we would get to know each other as friends through conversation and time is the same way that we get to know the Lord of the universe. And it's really the same way that we build up the church, by getting to know one another and by offering our time to her. If we can do that, then the church is already unstoppable. We know that. That's why we're here. But we seek to bring as many people with us as we can. Just like St. Matthew and the apostles were evangelists. They're calling people. They're spreading the gospel. And so that's what we're called to do, and we do that by all of the gifts and talents that we have that we offer to the church. God bless you all today.